Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so baseball season, pitchers and catchers were about a month away. The Astros are probably pretty close to done here. I think most people would like to see them pick up an outfielder. We'll see what happens. Justin Verlander will not be an Astro anymore. He signs with the San Francisco Giants. Did an interview. I saw it on MLB.com where he talked about the culture that he was so impressed with and why he signed with San Francisco.
Quite frankly, before Buster called me, wasn't really in my consideration. And then in doing some research after Buster called, obviously immediately you're like, man, really tough division. That's obviously true. But I think that this team has a lot of upside that is maybe a bit overlooked. I just think that there's a really good chance that this team can do something special. And from everything that I've heard, the guys, the culture that's been built in this organization is something special.
All right, so that's Verlander. Buster is Buster Posey, obviously, the former catcher for the Giants, who's now in their front office.
He's a president.
Yeah. So
of the Giants.
Of the Giants.
Not the United
not
States.
Not the United States yet. I thought that was interesting. Like, it feels like Verlander on that quote is going in far more blindly to this one than when he came to the Astros back in 2017. Like,
well, it's similar in that when he went to the Astros, he got a call from Dallas Keuchel that kind of explained, one, that no, it wasn't. The city was not going to be completely submerged by the time Justin got
there. That's
right.
It was Harvey. Yeah, yeah.
But also, it was a conversation with Dallas Keuchel that kind of made him feel good about going there. Mm-hmm. So likewise, Buster Posey, former player, I'm sure, I don't know how close they are as friends or what have you, but it sounds like that was enough for him. That maybe Verlander's a guy who just wants to be sure there's at least whatever the situation he stepped into with the Mets, that it's not going to be.
That's a good point. Yeah, because that was a mess.
It was, because there were reports that it sounded like the culture was just a little bit off. You know, there was that story that Verlander would suggest to the Mets staff that, hey, the Astros did this thing that seemed to help a lot. Mm-hmm. Maybe you guys should try doing this. And the Mets were like, eh,
yeah,
we do our things our own way.
No.
So I don't know. Maybe that matters.
We got to go give $200 million to somebody else who can't play. Yeah. So this was Verlander. I thought this was interesting. Revealed why he thinks he got injured a bunch last season.
I've changed a lot of my offseason program. I have, for the first time in my career, I've not put down a ball. I kept throwing all offseason, and that was to help the shoulder issue that I had. And it was totally avoidable. It was my fault. You know, I've always been somebody who just doesn't, I set down the ball and don't pick it up again for a few months. And then I've always been very lucky that I just pick it up and start throwing. Well, at 41, that caught up with me. So, that was an adjustment that I've made that I feel like is paying big dividends already. It's funny. I was having a conversation today with my throwing partner and just talking about how miles ahead of where I was last year at this time. Honestly, this time last year was my first game of like real catch, and you know, I'm already up to 92 and trying to pull the reins a little bit, and not overdo it.
I guess that it makes sense, and it's good that he changed the strategy and everything. At the end of the day, he's an older pitcher, and you can change your strategy and accommodate for things, but he's going to be 42 years old this year. And It feels bad because it feels like I'm going to be like, yeah, he's going to get injured. I don't mean that at all. It's just, it is what it is. He's 42 years old. I'm not convinced that that's a different strategy, but it doesn't mean it's the right strategy. I don't think he should be so hard on himself.
That's the thing.
Basically,
okay, yeah.
He was doing what he would always do. And you would think, like, yeah, as you get older, if anything, okay, maybe you should have started easing into it a little earlier, but like more work isn't usually the answer for an older guy. I would say take it easy on yourself, Justin. If what you were doing was the same thing that led you to multiple All-Star appearances over the course of 20 years of playing baseball, I wouldn't say it was my fault. It was like, okay, I could have adjusted to it.
That's when that audio became compelling to me as I'm listening to it yesterday. I'm like, okay, this is interesting. So he's totally changed. I mean, like, totally changed his strategy. You go from putting a ball down for 3 months and not touching it to throwing every day or throwing regularly. That's a complete shift in strategy. And I totally agree with what you said, Seth. I'm like, I don't know that ultimately the solution for a 42-year-old is throwing more.
That's
you know?
How, yeah. But this is how I feel about, like, if I'm anybody, you know, if you're in your 40s and you're like, oh, I've got some arthritis in my knees and I never had this issue before, I think what I'll do is start running more.
I'll do a 5K.
That'll fix it.
Doing a weekly 5K. Yeah. So, but I'm listening to that. I'm like, oh, this is really interesting. And I'm nodding my head. And then he goes, totally avoidable. My fault. And I'm like, ooh, I think I'm supposed to be angry now.
Yeah.
Wait a second. He's apologizing for something.
I guess maybe he had gotten advice. This is what I choose to believe.
Yeah.
That the Astros gave him the advice that, like, hey, man, you should really ramp up more. You should start earlier and ramp up. And the Astros crack training staff are the ones who told him that. And he said, piss on you. Piss on all of you.
Do you have multiple Cy Youngs? I have multiple Cy Youngs.
Yeah. So it was your fault, Justin Verlander.
The other thing that I feel bad bringing this up, but, you know, he's not an Astro anymore. And I think he'll, even if he were to hear this, he would take it good naturedly. I think. I don't know. But I did think when he talked about just putting the ball down and not doing anything for a few months, I thought about how he looked when he came back from being gone for a couple of months during the season.
Yeah.
And you and I were like, jersey sticks out a little bit more over the belt.
He's never been an impressive body guy.
Right.
You know, he's never been fat or anything, but he's always kind of had a dad. From the time he was in his early 20s, he kind of had a dad bod, you know?
Right.
Generally, I think with the older athletes, it's usually the improvements you want to see is, okay, they take better care of their body.
Yeah.
You're going to tweak your routines a little bit and everything, but more than anything, you got to take advantage of all your recovery time and not be carrying around any extra pounds. We'll have to monitor this closely in spring training and do a body composition analysis on whether he's if he's throwing earlier, but he's also carrying extra weight, I would say that's a bad sign.
Probably so. It's gonna be a weird season, man. Like this is the most like nucleus culture foundational Astro that's gone out of the building at one time, probably since the start of the golden era. You know, like since, you know, like 2018, like you lose. Or 2019, like, I forget, you lose Charlie Morton 1 year, and then you lose Garrett Cole 1 year. It was always, like, one guy a year, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now, it's, like, Bregman, Tucker, Verlander. I mean, we've experienced losing Verlander before, but I'll throw him in there because of how I think the fan base feels about him. I mean, those are three of, like, the six or seven most, like, maybe eight or nine, like, most foundational guys since 2017.
Yeah.
And they're all leaving at the same time. It's just, that's going to feel
that's
weird.
And then just trading Tucker away instead of playing it out to the very end.
Yeah.
That to me was the emphatic closing of the door, not necessarily the closing of a window, but the closing of the door on that era, including the way they manage the team. That it's just, the really unfortunate part of it and the sad part of it is that it's looking more and more like it didn't have to be that way for Alex Bregman.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If Bregman ends up getting a deal for the same or less than what the Astros offered him, man, what a shame. But and then ultimately, the Astros fan in me says, yeah, it's a shame emotionally, but who knows? You know, maybe you solidify both corner infield positions, which, okay, maybe you don't feel as great about Paredes as Bregman, but you've got actual stability at both corner infield spots. That could, the sum total of that could pay dividends and feel better about it than last year with Bregman.
I think it's easy to feel better about Paredes at the price they have him at than feel better about Bregman at $30 million a year or whatever it was going to be. You know,
right, and it's just where that, and it allows you to also have stability at first base, get an outfielder at some point, and see where it all leads.
Yeah, like I think in his heart of hearts, if you were to ask Jim Crane, because the philosophy all rolls down from him in terms of contracts, length of deals, age of guys, things like that, which is what made the Abreu deal so weird, because Abreu was old, you know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But flushing that aside, would you rather, you know, would you rather have Bregman at the contract you offered him and then probably some solution less than Christian Walker at first base, or have it the way it is now at the corners with Walker locked up for 3 years, Paredes under team control for 3 years? I think Jim Crane likes operating in 3 and 4 year windows way more. I'm not breaking any news here. Way more than, okay, I got to pay this guy till 37 years old over here.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's his whole deal, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So. Jose Abreu, if he's currently a free agent,
there's a lot of footage that surfaced of him in the Mexican League this year on social media, and all of it that I've seen has been good. I don't know what his numbers are, but so who knows? I actually admire the fact that he's still grinding and going after it.
Dude, honestly, I admire the fact that he was willing to go down and work out with the rookie league. You could tell he felt bad about the way he was playing. And it wasn't like for a lack of effort or like that he had lost the passion for that. I never once felt like, oh, here's a guy that just took some money to come in and steal for a couple of years. It bothered him. And it stinks. It's just like in nature, Sean. None of these animals, very few of them die a peaceful death.
No.
You end up getting eaten by a coyote at some point.
It happens, man. It happens. It happens.
He got eaten by a coyote
in
Houston.
He did.
By one of our urban coyotes.
He did. He got $57 million for it. Not bad. Not bad work, if you can get it. Not the coyote part, the getting paid part.
Dude, watch. Oh, American Primeval. Speaking of getting eaten and killed.
Oh, you mentioned that to me the other day.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, it's intense. It is an intense. It's about basically about all of the conflict between the Mormons, the U.S. government, the Shoshone, and, oh, I can't remember the name of the other tribe, everything all coming together on the American frontier in the 1800s. And it's just brutal. It is brutal. But it totally, it's the most accurate depiction yet I've seen of why Utah Jazz fans are the way they are.
Okay.
I just like, all right, I get it. Of all the movies I've watched about Jazz fans,
yeah,
this is the one.
This is the one that shows it. Okay.
Yeah.
Not Big Love back in the day.
No.
Yeah,
no. That was a kinder, gentler Jazz fan.
Yeah.
This is the psychotic will kill for any reason to justify their own beliefs. Yes.
That's what I would tell, you know, Texan fans who are preemptively complaining about the referees in this game on Saturday against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
That's who you sound like. You sound like Jazz fans. That if that doesn't shock at least half of you into stop doing that, then I don't know what to tell you. But you sound
okay.
Like Jazz fans.
I'm okay with it because it bothers Chiefs fans so much.
Yeah,
it drives them insane.
Forget what I say. Dump that.
I say keep it up. Keep trolling. Whether you mean it, whether you're genuine in your belief or not, just keep tweeting about it because it drives them insane.
I love it. The biggest shift in the two teams, personnel-wise, from the game 4 weeks ago to the game coming up on Saturday. CJ Stroud, DeMeco Ryan spoke about that. We'll hear from them coming up next.